25 days, Elon Musk's Doge has caused more panic in Washington than anything we've seen in decades. And when you see what they just uncovered about your tax dollars' secret connection to the Wuhan lab, you'll understand why. Here's a full breakdown. January 20th, 2025, Trump signs the executive order. Within hours, Musk moves into the Eisenhower building, sleeping on a couch, sometimes the floor. This isn't a consultant dropping by. This is a mission. And then it began. Doge begins accessing Treasury Department payment systems, freezes U.S. Agency for International Development, the U.S. aid funds you've been hearing about. Trump directs Doge to audit Pentagon spending. The federal workforce bio program expires, with 77,000 employees accepting early exit offers. And then mass firings via Zoom. 2,000 at the Department of Energy, 3,000 at the Forest Service, 1,300 CDC staff are axed, and in many cases, given just 30 minutes to clear their desks. Here are the agencies getting the worst of it. U.S. aid, $2.5 billion frozen. Entire humanitarian aid budgets suspended. Global programs halted. And wait until you hear what these programs were up to.
USAID has been out of control for decades.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB, complete paralysis. Their operations frozen. Financial investigators fired. Systems completely locked down. The GSA, General Services Mission, cut in half. And they manage federal real estate, by the way. And they're so inefficient, they're paying premium rates for empty buildings while housing programs go underfunded. Their budget slashed from $64 billion to $32 billion. 12,000 employees on the chopping block, and regional offices condensed from dozens to just 5. And it doesn't stop there. The EPA lost 104 diversity contracts. The Department of Education, the Institute of Education Sciences programs completely terminated, and the $50 million Climate Justice Alliance funding scrapped. These aren't just budget cuts. This is the largest government downsizing in American history. And while this is happening, Doge starts following the money. Your tax dollars, to be specific. And here's what they found. $697 million to Afghanistan, including weekly $40 to $80 million cash flights with zero oversight. Think poppies for heroin production. $136 million for 120 Pakistani schools that were never built. $60 million annually for women's education in Taliban-controlled areas where women aren't even allowed to attend school. $20 million for Sesame Street in Iraq. $2 billion in lost HUD money. That's enough to fund 100,000 first-time homebuyer loans. Instead, it's sat in a forgotten account while housing affordability hit record lows. This money that they found in a forgotten account, it's your taxes, literally misplaced by Biden. Quick question. If your accountant lost $2 billion, would you A, fire them, B, give them a raise, or C, let them work from home on Fridays? The government chose C.
And another one, $27 million was designated to so-called reintegration gift bags, which may even include a Barbie doll for deported Central Americans.
Think about this. Every time you pay taxes, $1 out of every $3 is being wasted or stolen. That's your money funding $50 million to boost tourism in Tunisia. That's enough to give every teacher in America a $1,500 raise. $50,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia. $32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru. But wait, it gets darker, much darker.
There was also $68,000 awarded for dance classes in none other than Wuhan, China.
Just this week, in testimony before Congress, Senator Ern revealed something that should terrify every American taxpayer. Remember COVID? While you were locked down, losing your business, watching your kids struggle with remote learning.
We've known for a while that Dr. Fauci used NIH funding to finance bat coronavirus research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, but it took the watchdog White Coat Waste Project to expose evidence that USAID was funding it too.
Who the hell does Musk think he is? He has absolutely no right in shutting down USAID.
In fact, the bulk of the money came from USAID.
And that's not just some conspiracy theory I came up with.
Obviously, this example you just gave of the Wuhan Institute of Virology is incredible. I mean, the fact it appears that the U.S. government funded the creation of the virus that caused the global pandemic.
According to congressional testimony, through layers of hidden subgrants and shell organizations, your tax dollars were funding gain-of-function research in China, the same research that might have started the pandemic.
Oh my God.
There's evidence I'd love to hear.
Novel respiratory coronavirus overtaking Wuhan, China. What do we do? Oh, you know who we could ask? The Wuhan Novel Respiratory Coronavirus Lab. The disease is the same name as the lab. That's just a little too weird, don't you think? And then I asked the scientists, they're like, how did this, so wait a minute, you work at the Wuhan Respiratory Coronavirus Lab. How did this happen? And they're like, a pangolin kissed a turtle. And you're like, no.
The congressional investigation found they hid it for years.
It was hidden from the public through layers of unreported subgrants and subawards,
funneled through front organizations like EcoHealth Alliance. The question we should really be asking isn't why U.S. AIDS grants are being scrutinized, but why it took so long. This isn't just about waste anymore. This is about a government using your money to fund potentially catastrophic research and then hiding it from you. So when critics scream about DOGE having too much access, ask yourself, what else are they hiding? What else don't they want us to find?
Is it to avoid the public outrage over the waste, or is there something more nefarious there?
Because here's what the critics are screaming. Elon wasn't elected. He has too much power. This is a hostile takeover. First, the unelected argument regarding Musk.
No one elected Elon Musk and his minions.
Millions of federal employees weren't elected. Nobody elected Fauci. Nobody elected Jerome Powell. Nobody elected the IRS agents. Nobody elected the cabinet heads. Nobody elected the directors of the CIA, the FBI, or the CDC. So how did they get there? The people you did elect appointed them. Nobody had a problem when Ben Bernanke pumped trillions of dollars into the economy, but they do when this unelected person claws back millions in government waste. Musk just exposed $534 million a year to Taliban fighters' families, including those who killed U.S. troops, while Gold Star families get nothing, and someone in Washington is trying to hide it. And he's the guy you've got a problem with? Second, too much power?
He is collecting all of the data. He has violated our privacy. He has violated our privacy, and it keeps going.
While Google and Facebook have been mining your personal data for years, now critics are worried about transparency in government spending. Makes you wonder if the real issue is that DOGE's audits might uncover some shady behavior, like Senator Mullen's 29% returns trading stocks tied to his own committee work. The third thing, the hostile takeover, we voted for this. Trump promised an efficiency panel led by Musk. We chose this mission. The swamp is just mad that we're following through. So why are there critics at all? Why are they really fighting this? Because for the first time ever, someone outside their control is accessing Treasury payment systems, auditing Pentagon spending, reviewing every dollar Congress never approved. And while career politicians who turned $100,000 into millions on government salaries cry about overreach,
we are prepared to fight. We'd be there to fight.
DOGE isn't just finding waste, they're stopping it. So in just 25 days, here's what DOGE has accomplished. U.S. aid, $32.5 billion in questionable spending frozen. GSA, budget slashed from $64 billion to $32 billion. And the EPA, a $50 million climate justice grant canceled. And $115 million in bloated federal contracts cut in one day. And then they put some new rules in place. 4-to-1 hiring freeze. Only one new hire for every 4 departures. Regional offices consolidated. No more work from home Fridays. 30% of DC bureaucrats being moved out. Every dollar now being tracked. Every contract scrutinized. It sounds like the adults are back in charge, doesn't it? The next phase, though, is even bigger. 50,000 plus federal workers getting reduction in force notices in April. Pentagon audit targeting $200 billion in missing money. IRS systems finally leaving 1984 technology behind. The federal agency leaderboard is launching. Think Yelp for bureaucrats. And new employee conduct rules are coming in March. While bureaucrats rage, DOGE just handed Taliban-funding NGOs a reckoning. This isn't just draining the swamp, it's napalming it. And for the very first time, you can see where your taxes really go. The target for DOGE, $2 trillion in cuts by July 2026. That's $6,000 back in your pocket. Not an insignificant stimulus. Then here's what's really turning heads. Even Trump's critics are joining in. The Airbnb billionaire, Joe Gebbia, a Hillary and Biden donor, by the way, is now volunteering at Doge. Why? Because this isn't left versus right anymore. This is math versus waste. But the clock is ticking. Doge has until July 4th, 2026, America's 250th birthday, to complete its mission. Because here's the truth. Musk said, while Washington needs 450 agencies to waste your money, you only need 99 to run a country. And speaking of money the government doesn't want you to know about, I recently uncovered something else that's been hiding in plain sight. While Doge exposes to the public how government wastes billions, I've found how banks are quietly sitting on a program they don't necessarily share with the public. Imagine this. While bureaucrats lose $2 billion in forgotten accounts, there's a legitimate 100% legal banking loophole that lets you access up to $150,000 in capital with zero interest. No property as collateral, no business assets required. The banks created this program themselves, but just like those government agencies trying to hide their waste, they don't advertise this on billboards. So if you have a 680 credit score or better and a clean financial record for the last 7 years, go to loopholelending.com now to see if you qualify. It takes 30 seconds max. Because while Washington figures out how to stop wasting your money, smart investors are already making moves. Just like those bureaucrats running to the courts to stop Doge from exposing their waste, once word gets out about programs like this, they tend to disappear quickly. Think about it. In the time it takes Doge to save you $6,000 in wasted taxes, you could be putting six figures to work. And while 450 government agencies try to justify their existence, you only need one good opportunity to change your financial future. Thanks for watching. I'll see you next time. Take care.